This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I want to get to some quick audio here in just a couple of minutes, and the reason I want you to hear this is because this is Mayor Daley back in 1968. I was 2 years old. 2 years old. Mayor Daley is known to all mankind, especially within the borders of the United States of America, as being very corrupt. Totally corrupt. People are afraid of him in Chicago. I want you to put this in stark contrast to what you're seeing today. These mayors and these governors throughout the United States of America that are encouraging the young people to just have their time when they loot, when they start fires, when they kill, when they war against the police. This is what how far gone has America fell backwards, friends? How much ground have you given up, Americans, when it comes to law? Because I want you to hear this. This is Mayor Daley back in 1968. He was as corrupt from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. How much more corrupt has America become? How much more desensitized have the American people become that they still can't hear this? Back in 1968, Mayor Daley was considered a bad guy. Today, friends, he would have been considered a very good guy. Why? Because he still sought to enforce the law against those that looted, that burned down buildings, that warred against the police. Friends, the list goes on. I want you to hear it directly from his own mouth. This is corrupt Mayor Daley back in 1968. Most of you listening to me right now are so desensitized, you would say that this guy's a righteous guy. Well, what he's saying is righteous. But this was the corrupt calling for law enforcement, okay? This is the corrupt calling for law enforcement, because even the corrupt understood that justice guards our liberty. Listen to this, Mayor Daley in 1968.
I said to him very emphatically and very definitely that an order be issued immediately under his signature to shoot to kill any arsonist or anyone with a Molotov cocktail in their hand in Chicago, to fire a building because they're potential murderers, and to issue a police order to shoot, to maim, or cripple anyone looting any stores in our city, and above all, the crime of arson is to me the most hideous and worst crime of any, and should be dealt with in this fashion. I was disappointed to know that every policeman out on the beat was supposed to use his own decision. And this decision evidently was his. In my opinion, He should have had instructions to shoot arsonists and to shoot looters.
Whoa! He's a hater! Say it, the haters that hate the law. The young people today are taught to hate people that enforce the law. Because the American people have been desensitized into teaching their up-and-comings, namely the up-and-coming generation, that that's how you're supposed to see things. It's a spirit of Antichrist. Yet Mayor Daley in 1968 said, no, this is how you deal with those that are on the streets, rioting, warring against the police. This is what he said concerning those that started fires, those that intended to murder innocent people. Now today, you're taught that if you enforce the law and you're on the side of the law in this country, that you're a hater. No, it's the haters wanting you to believe those that love this country actually hate their country. Nope. These are people that understand the price paid for their freedoms, friends. And they're not going to tolerate a bunch of criminals to go ahead and step on the sacrifice of those that fought, bled, and died to give us what we have. Read 2 Corinthians 5:15, John 15:13, go to John 3:16. Boy, oh boy, America, look at how far America has fallen. Mayor Daley calling for justice, and now today you have transvestites, you have bisexuals that are governors that are saying, nope, protect them, let them do what they want to do when they loot and when they kill and when they start fires. You let them just have a little airtime. Let them breathe. Let them go ahead and commit the crimes. Well, doesn't that tell you that the apple doesn't fall too far from the corrupt tree? What is it that the American people will not tolerate? I'm just curious. What is it that the American people haven't learned from history that it's repeating itself in the present today? Oh, a whole lot, friends. A whole lot. The next segment, I have my friend Greg jumping on from northern Minnesota. That's going to give you a little ditty as to what's going on with Agenda 21. He is also going to share with you as to what happens when he stands up against them. I'm going to go back for one segment. After that segment, I'm going to come back and I'm going to give you the news from just today concerning mayors and governors that are again enforcing unconstitutional edicts against the American people, going so far as to say, we need snitches, Kate Brown, Oregon, to when has it become unconstitutional to not wear a mask, or when has it become, saith the governor from Massachusetts. He's saying it's constitutional that you have to listen to what he has to say, when in fact we're hearing from federal judges. We're hearing from state Supreme Courts. We're hearing from other governors that are not going along to get along concerning this concerted effort to continually attack America's God-given rights. That is completely illegal and unconstitutional. Friends, either you're going to listen to the law that condemns their actions, or else you are adding strength to tyranny that is going to snuff out your freedoms. And I use the word snuff purposely so you can understand the language of the mob. Because that's exactly what this is all about. It's really about your freedoms being killed, or you killing those that are killing your freedoms. And what am I talking about? I'm not talking about advocating crimes. No, I'm advocating for law enforcement again, because you know as well as I do here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, we mean for reformation and not revolution. And when I read the Declaration of Independence and I read the Constitution and the provisions within the enumerated laws found in that U.S. Constitution, we, the people, are the government in this country. And I'm going to keep pounding that nail. And if you say to yourself right now, I'm sick and tired of hearing about what these mayors and these governors are doing, well, then guess what? There's your call. Stand up and right the wrongs, especially if you call yourself the right. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Let me say this again. If you would like to subscribe, if for some reason or another one of our platforms is pulled, like YouTube pulled ours last Tuesday, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You'll always find us there. sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's 13 to 15 articles combating the lies in the CIA-controlled media. You'll always find us on the right side of sonsoflibertymedia.com. Okay? Click onto YouTube right now and join us on Top Chat. Or go over to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com, we're on the front page there. Click onto YouTube, join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in, I don't want your emails. I got another one today, and I'm not even going to get flustered or frustrated over your lack of paying attention to what I'm telling you. If you want answers to your questions, go ahead and give us a call. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to contend for the faith, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, what is it that Americans will not put up with? We're going to get to this in just about 15 minutes here. We got Greg calling in from northern Minnesota that wants to continue onward, awakening the American people to what's going on with Agenda 21, not just happening here in the state of Minnesota, but it's also happening, friends, all over the country. So welcome to the show, Greg. It's all yours, brother. Have at it.
Yeah, thank you, Bradley. And by the way, I've been listening to you the last few minutes, and it was excellent. Excellent. Keep on.
Amen. Thank you.
So, audience, I don't know if you caught me last week, but I was kind of telling you where Agenda 21 was going all throughout our communities throughout the country. today I'm going to get right to the point here and tell you what you can do to stop it. Because our founding fathers designed this country to where you can actually fight at the very most basic level, your townships out in the rural areas. You do have the tools to fight. No matter what anybody tells you, how educated you are, doesn't matter. So the very first thing I'm going to do here is give you four contacts that will help you very much. Very first one is, please stay in touch with Bradley here. Listen to his show and follow his website. It appears we will be putting some things on the website from time to time that will help you in this local, in your local battle. Number two, Tom DeWeese. He's got a website and a book. If you want to recognize the Agenda 21 in any of your counties and cities and so forth, you're going to need to know the terminology that the UN uses. Tom DeWeese has a very small, simple, easy-to-read book with a great index with definitions, and you can get it for about $10 used on Amazon. He also has a website, theamericanpolicycenter.com. His has mainly been a national fight until recently, and now he's focusing on the local. In fact, he's using our plan part of the time, or at least he's asked to. The plan that we wrote for our township, he's going to be using that in his training. So, okay, the next one that you want to stay in touch with, John Birch Society, JBS.com. They'll have an organization in every state, probably every county, and they have contacts all over the state. So make sure you get in contact with them because their contacts will be very, very useful and their information. But keep it focused on the local. Don't get the John Birch has so much information, but you want to focus directly at your local level, or you will get confused and you'll confuse others as well. So stay focused on the local. Okay, the fourth one is our website and email. Our website, and I gave it last week, but I'd like to give it again. It is centralmnttaparty.net. And on the website, there's three major articles right at the top that tell you a little bit more about the fight, who to contact, and so forth. It'll go over some of the same things I'm saying right now. It's very easy to read. I'd also like to give you an email. Is that okay, Bradley? Can I get
absolutely
an email?
Absolutely.
Okay, this is a very safe email, so feel free to use it. It's wesurvive63@protonmail.com. And please contact us. We don't expect you to fight this on your own, throw a bunch of information at you, and then throw you out there. We will be with you every step of the way. So feel free to ask questions and talk to us anytime.
Amen. Okay. That's good.
Now, those are the four main contacts. The next thing, Bradley, I'd like to go into is to tell them, and it's fairly short also, but what to do now once they've educated themselves as to what terms they're looking for. That's what I'd like to say next. Do you have any questions first?
No, well, we're good. Keep rocking.
Okay, we'll jump right into it then. The first thing is you Google your local city, county, and township websites. Look for the comprehensive plan. It's usually right on the main page or found under planning and zoning. If you don't find any at all, look through the ordinances. Sometimes, if they want to sneak it through, they will just mention the comprehensive plan throughout the ordinances, saying that you need to follow those, but they won't give you a plan so that you can look at it.
Yep.
Well, once they've mentioned they've got it, they have to give you a copy. Request either a digital copy online or a paper copy. They have to give it to you. It's your right. So when you get a hold of these things, you're going to want to look for certain terms, and you'll learn the terms from that Tom DeWeese book. But just an example, a couple of them, smart growth, open spaces, trails, and sustainable. Now, those are just terms to be really, really watching for. Now, if you already live in a pretty conservative area and a few of those terms show up, it's not the end of the world. You can, and if you have conservative people, elected officials, once you show them the information and why it's a problem, they can just amend those existing plans and remove those particular words and terms. And they can also add a sentence in there that says, we will not follow any of the plans of the 17 sustainable goals of the United Nations. So if you've already got these type of plans and they've got that type of wording in it, don't worry about it. It's easy to get that out as long as you've got good people listening to you. Now, if no, and like I said, okay, hold on. Okay, so I jumped ahead on myself here.
It's all right.
So a good place to start is your township boards. If you live in rural areas, that's particularly important because you have no real effect on the city and the county. I mean, you can bring the information out. You can go write letters to the editor. You can call into the local radio station. But you really don't have any clout if you live out in the county. But fortunately, the township boards are usually staffed by farmers and very conservative people. Most of them do not have a comprehensive plan. They actually should, because a plan for, say, a 10-year period to describe what you plan on doing in your area is actually a very good thing to have. So if they don't have one, you can offer them one that we've already written. It's on our website, and they can modify it any way they would need to for their plan. But that's where you'll really have the biggest bang. Now, you say to yourself, well, what if you have liberals running it like we do here in Minnesota, and they just ignore your plan and try to do what they want? Well, that's a real problem, except that their biggest fear is exposure. Because once you get this information out in the general public, and the conservatives have to face it, you see, our conservatives here, we've been showing them this stuff for years. They refuse to speak out. But once it becomes mm-hmm. big enough, where all the township are educated and all the people are educated, it becomes something people are talking about. The conservatives have to get off their rear ends and fight for it. They have no longer an excuse. Same with the churches. Our churches are not willing to fight here. But if this stuff, they find out how this affects the sex education of the kids and things like that, they have to fight. So exposure is everything. It isn't that your plan is going to save the world, but you're going to be educating people. And that is the big deal, the exposure. So keep that in mind. So that's pretty much all I'm going to say, except that
What was the importance, Greg? Okay, we got Greg from Northern Minnesota equipping people. I hear all day long, what do we do? What do we do? Greg's bringing the information that you're requesting, and he's giving you and equipping you with what you need to make a change in dealing with what may be going on in your community, your county, your city, throughout the United States of America. I would just say this. We got less than a minute here, Greg. Again, give out your information so people can get in contact. And I'd also encourage you, Greg, to get this information written up, and we'll get it thrown on sonsoflibertymedia.com and put all your information on that as well. And we'll begin to circulate this throughout the country on different websites as well, not just SOL Media, but we'll also throw it out there onto other websites as well. So with that, Greg, what is your contact information again, please?
Okay, our website is centralmntteaparty.net. That's the website. The email is wesurvive63@protonmail.com. Feel free to write us anytime and ask information. We will help you all along the way.
I appreciate you, Greg. I really do. And thank you for taking a stand. Thank you for being persistent. Thank you for leading the way, my friend, because this is how we do it. We just need to network with more people that are willing to stand up and fight the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12. And so we will, and so we are. So, again, thank you, Greg. We appreciate you, brother. And, folks, we're going to come right back, and we are going to hit our main topic here. And what is that? What is it that the American people won't put up with? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Trump campaign attorney Rudy Giuliani is speaking at an event held by Pennsylvania Republicans to make several claims of voter fraud during the 2020 election.
There's been censorship that I've never seen before, of an incredible nature by big tech, big networks, big companies. They only allow one side to be heard.
Giuliani also noting ABC doesn't get to call the winner or CNN. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is changing its guidance on contact tracing. The CDC used to recommend contact tracers for all COVID-19 cases back to their source, but now health officials say state health departments are advised to run contact traces on cases fewer than 6 days old and on people who have a high risk of infecting others. You're listening to USA Radio News. Some big changes could be coming to the Department of Agriculture.
Three Democrat senators have introduced a bill that would reform the U.S. Department of Agriculture and create a system of land grants to transfer millions of acres to black farmers at no charge. The politicians leading the race-based transfer are Senators Cory Booker, Elizabeth Warren, and Kirsten Gillibrand. The bill was announced on November 19th and is set to be released on Monday. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City will sure be different because of coronavirus. Executive producer of the parade, Susan Tirico, says if you're watching on TV, you won't see any crowds.
But they will see things that are very familiar to them, like the floats and the balloons and those performances and everything passing in front of Macy's Herald Square at 34th Street.
Tirico speaking there on NBC News. This is USA Radio News.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you to our friend Greg up in northern Minnesota exposing what's going on. By the way, guys, this guy is boots on the ground. He is practicing what he's preaching. He's not deceiving himself being a hearer only. He's actually practicing what he's preaching. And anybody that's actually in the fight for our freedoms, 1 Timothy 6:12, you can rest assured they're doing all that they can do, and they are seeing the results that God promised. Okay? Faith without works is dead, friends, just like the body is dead, or the body without the spirit is dead. Okay? You show the world your faith by your works, and in that order, not without works. Common sense does come into play here. What I want to do is I want to get over to this so you understand what type of representatives that you are allowing to occupy office today. Greg was just talking about the corruption. Greg was talking about what's been appended to these bills under these names that sound so American and so helpful. Well, the fact of the matter is they stand in stark contrast to their very definitions, friends. Okay? It's kind of like this. It's kind of like the Patriot Act, except when you open it up, friends, you'll see that it's the act of tyranny and that bill was passed at 3:30 in the morning and not one individual, friends, not one congressman, not one representative read, had time to read the Patriot Act before it was passed. And did you see how tall it was? This is what you're dealing with. You're dealing with a bunch of Judases that you have been conditioned to believe that are your said representatives, when in fact they're not representing you. They're representing special interest groups. Okay? My question here for you is, friends, how much is it that the American people will not tolerate? I got to put the question to you. Okay? People say, well, Bradley, you know, you're nailing this again. Well, it's happening every day, but this is what the mainstream media is not highlighting. Okay? The only thing they're highlighting is what advances their agenda for more control over your lives. Every single commercial, friends, is advocating the agenda that they are pushing. Now, you guys have all heard this. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's heading up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare and reproductive health services, we could lower that by 10% or 15%. Bill Gates also said normalcy only returns when we largely vaccinate the entire population. I want to lay this to your candor. Since when did Bill Gates or his wife become licensed doctors? Since when did Bill Gates or his wife become elected representatives in any capacity in any country? So why is it that people are worried about what Bill Gates has to say? Because in America, we see the representatives advocating and pushing forth the agenda that Bill Gates is selling to them. Okay? Which, again, only exhibits, friends, and it exposes them for who they are. Read Luke 12:2 when you get a moment. Because they are not representing we the people. They are representing the likes of a Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci and this current administration who gave way and gave a plain open stage to these two clowns and actors, friends, okay, that are pushing forth agenda under the guise of it's for your safety, okay? Just wanted to make sure we're all on the same page here. So I got to say, oh my goodness, friends, what I woke up to this morning is here we go again. America is blatantly under attack as their said representatives, those that you've been conditioned to believe that are representing you, no, they are not, okay, because they're acting outside of law, the laws that they promised to uphold with their hands on the Bible, okay? They are pushing for the extremities of a forced vaccination over a virus that they cannot prove. Do you understand? This is all information that you've received on this show from doctor after doctor after doctor after senator after representative, good ones that are actually working for the people. See, America is blatantly under attack by their said representatives, and Americans believe for some reason or another, because again, they've been indoctrinated to believe that these said representatives know more than we do. No, they don't. When you talk to them about the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence, folks, that is a foreign language to these people, just as much as what they're doing to us right now is a foreign language to us if we know what the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights has to say, and not in that order. I have to say, friends, and I have to trust that at this point, the people in this country can clearly see that it is not a virus that is under attack, but the people's God-given rights. Read Revelations 12:10, right? What does Satan do, by the way? John 10:10, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and it's exactly how they operate. If you haven't taken the time to read Rules for Radicals, you'll understand all the more as to what's taking place in government today. I want to ask you a question. If this virus is so genuine, then why is it that they need to now have Yale University begin to devise plans into manipulating the population into taking it? I'm curious. Because you, if your head's not stuck in the sand, realize that this is a created crisis. And wasn't it dead fish Rahm Emanuel, from, well, the former mayor, an advisor to criminal Barack Hussein Obama, Rahm Emanuel, he's the one that said, never let a good crisis go to waste. Well, the question you have to ask is, who's the ones that are responsible for creating the crisis? Because what we have heard for 5 and 6 and 7 decades in this country, namely under the Bush regime and his little minions, is you create a new order out of the chaos that they themselves are responsible for creating. Nothing new under the sun. Ecclesiastes 1:4. Nothing new under the sun. Same thing, different day. Same thing, different generation. Folks, and that's what's taking place here today. Folks, these actors that you've been led to believe are your said representatives, and I'm talking about the bad ones, not the good ones. Thank God for good government. these actors on the stage of deception are doing nothing more than driving people to the vaccination that Mr. Depopulation, Bill Gates, is responsible for devising. And what's worse is, you know what I'm telling you is the truth. Most people just don't want to acknowledge the truth. Truth is stranger than fiction to these people. Yet they call themselves righteous. And the Bible condemns them even more so than others because they are defined as wicked people. They know the truth, but they don't live the truth. Read Romans 1:18 when you get a moment. I want you to think about this. Bill Gates declared during an interview with NBC News that we can only return to normal after the pandemic when there's an effective and affordable vaccine. Now they're beginning to offer it to you for free. Whoa, I got a question for Americans. How can they do that? Well, the question you have to ask yourself is, how did they pay for that? I'll tell you how they paid for that. They took your tax dollars and they went and bought. Folks, this is national suicide is what it is. It's national suicide when the American people stand back and tolerate corruption in their government. And without, there wouldn't be a Bill Gates if our said representatives shut the door on the likes of special interest groups. Just for the record. Just for the record. Okay? The deep state, the shadow government, which, by the way, there's no question about a shadow government. But the shadow government, and what you've been led to believe, is a deep state, which is nothing more than another name where you chase shadows. It's another distraction. The only way that they survive is by the corrupt politicians doing their dirty deeds for them. They cannot act outside of that. If they do, our said representatives are lawfully held accountable to put a stop to it. But the opposite today is happening. Why? Because of what the American people are tolerating today. I want you to hear this. Bill Gates said the only way to get completely back to normal is to get a vaccine that is super effective and available to many people. He said, this will end the disease on a global scale. Let me ask you a question again, friends. Who's the one that's responsible for saying that if we do a really good job on new vaccines, we can lower the population by 10 to 15%? None other than yours truly.
What
listen
about
to
that
Billy.
Trade-off? You just mentioned, obviously, the economic pain. What do you think the right balance is between the trade-off of protecting people's lives and the economic hit? I mean, do you see a situation where the global economy could be virtually at a standstill for a year or even more?
Well, it won't go to zero, but it will shrink. Global GDP is going to take, probably the biggest hit ever. You know, maybe the Depression was worse or 1873. I don't know. But in my lifetime, this will be the greatest economic hit. But you don't have a choice. People act like
you don't have a choice.
People don't feel like going to the stadium when they might get infected.
But wait a second. Stop that. People don't want to go to the stadium unless, you know, because they don't want to get infected. Well, it's interesting that he would say that because Anthony Fauci, there's a picture out there where he was just at a baseball game a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, without his mask on. See, folks, it's do as I say, but don't do as I do. Matthew 23, verse 3, read it. You need to understand what you're giving heed to here, friends. You need to ask the questions and begin to press your said representatives as to why it is that they're advocating Bill Gates and his agenda. Who is Bill Gates to say you don't have a choice? Only you can answer this. Since when did Bill Gates become a licensed doctor? Since when did Bill Gates become an elected representative? No, Bill Gates all the well knows that he has to buy these said doctors. He has to buy these said elected representatives that will do his devilish bidding for him, and it's exactly what he's found. Read 1 Kings 13:33 when you get a moment. Finish that, please.
Who's saying, okay, just ignore this disease, and, you know, people are deeply affected by seeing these deaths, by knowing they could be part of the transmission chain, and, you know, old people, their parents, their grandparents could be affected by this. And so you don't get to say, ignore what's going on here. There will be the ability, particularly in rich countries, to open up if things are done well over the next few months.
But the world
at large, normalcy only returns when we've largely vaccinated the entire global population. And
listen
and so,
to what this devil is saying.
There's a lot of
go ahead and fade that out for me, Judah. Thank you very much, folks. This is Bill Gates. And who is acting and falling into line in subjugation to Bill Gates and his devilish agenda? Your said representatives. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, so, getting back to this, friends, so you understand what type of representatives, or so you thought they were, that you're allowing to occupy office today. What is it that the American people will not tolerate? All the while knowing that mask is off. Their masks go off, and then they, through forced compliance, make you put yours on, which is completely illegal. Just think about that. By the way, has anybody seen Bill Gates with the mask on yet? Because I haven't seen it. Isn't that funny how that works? Also, by the way, I want people to understand Luciferus. Do your Google search on Luciferus or Luciferian. Catherine Northrup or Catherine Northrup just came out a couple weeks ago, and she did a video that is making its way through social media if it's not censored or taken down. That is exposing the fact that Bill Gates just bought a patent back in March. Luciferus-Luciferian, I can give you the patent number. Oh, and I wanted to tell you this, too. All of those conspiracy theorists that told you this is what it was coming to 50 years ago, they're being exonerated, aren't they? Yeah, they're being justified by the Spirit of God, aren't they? Because most people didn't want to take him for face value and actually take heed to the truth. No, they wanted to take heed to their favorite politician that has sold them down the river, them and their children, because that's where we're at today. Conspiracy theorists. Oh, wow. Jeremiah 11:9. Read it when you get a moment. But check out Luciferis. Here's the patent number. U.S. 10202584B2. Okay? Also highlighting, friends, here now that the created crisis, that Yale University is now beginning to come up with a program to basically manipulate people into taking the vaccination. That's so genuine. We just heard from Bill Gates last segment that it's not going to go back to normal until the whole globe, the global population, is vaccinated. Isn't that interesting? Wow. Where did he get all that power, all that authority? No wonder why Europe is up in arms right now, friends. No wonder why there's a call for his arrest on a global scale, friends. Right? I want to go fast forward really quick as we're caught up here. That we just heard from Operation Warp Speed General just a couple days ago. My friend from Ohio, Dan, made known to me that the military is talking about, quote unquote, upon emergency use and authorization, all of America must receive vaccine within 24 hours. Okay? But what I want to highlight here, friends, is the fact that, first of all, there is no pandemic exception to the Constitution. Then I, again, beg the question to the American people, why are Americans going along with it? Okay? South Dakota governor, I don't have the authority to lock down the state. Kristi Noem said they are attacking our religious freedoms. But in contrast, we just heard from this bisexual, this is what you get when you don't take heed to the word of God. You're accepting and giving a green light to what God clearly condemns. You've given it a green light, Oregon. And you have a Kate Brown there who is a bisexual, and she is calling forth and threatening jail time. She's also calling forth for the people in Oregon to snitch on their neighbors so they can be arrested if they have too many people at their house for Thanksgiving. This is what you're tolerating, America. This is what you're putting. This is what happens when you refuse to keep the commandments of the living God, and what happens when you refuse to uphold the laws that corrupt politicians refuse to uphold. They're not magnifying the law. They're destroying the law. Did you hear, friends, just today that a dozen grocery stores around the state in New Mexico have now been forced to close for 2 weeks because of a public health order issued by Governor Michelle Grissom? I'm not making this up. I thought this was about your safety. I thought this was about your good. The mayor, if you want to call him that, the little tyrant wannabe, the little dictator wannabe in Los Angeles County, they've already broken into houses and shut down electricity and water supplies to people that refuse to bow to that which is foreign to American government. I want you to think about this. Going back to this governor, if you want to call her that, in New Mexico, they just shut down a dozen grocery stores. And also keep in mind, friends, this is pretty important that I guess you hear this, because we need to keep in mind who these people are, right? And I've said this before, but I think it's worth repeating, that before I go on and highlight more of these crimes being committed against we the people by your said representatives, for your safety, this was the slogan that was used under the Germans back in the 1930s under Adolf Hitler and his Third Reich. Okay, these said representatives that you're tolerating in America have basically promulgated the message that Planned Parenthood's the murder of 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day is permissible and it's essential. Read Proverbs 6:17. But they forced churches to submit, or else what? I'm curious, or else what? I had an attorney online with us that had broadcasted into 132 cities telling the preachers to get back into the pulpits because the government has zero authority to shut down their churches. Did they shut down? Oh, you know they did. They've been submitting to the government, corruption in government for decades in this country. Why do you think you have abortion? Why do you think you have sodomy? Why do you think you have homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind? You're bringing it upon yourselves, Americans, by what you don't do. Read Amos 6:3 and you'll understand what I'm talking about. These same said representatives have declared casinos, strip clubs, liquor stores, that they're all essential. These are the same people that release criminals to be released back out on into the population, and yet you're told that this is for everyone's good and safety, right? Read Hosea 4:6. And by the way, don't forget that if you violate any of their unconstitutional edicts, they will then throw you in jail as they're releasing felons back out onto the street, endangering you and your family's lives. And this is about your safety? This is about your good, America? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, so we're shutting down grocery stores now. They're constantly propping up fabricated numbers. We had Senator Scott Jensen sharing that with the American people. Hopefully you're going to start to listen that it's fabricated, and they're fabricated numbers and they're manufactured death certificates, friends. Okay. We had over in Michigan, do you remember when the governor said you can't buy or sell unless you have your mask on? And then the Supreme Court came in on two different occasions and pulled the rug from Jezebel over there, Governor Whitmer. She just released a video. They're not listening to the Supreme Court, by the way, in these prospective states. Governor Whitmer actually just made a video urging Michigan families not to gather for Thanksgiving. Why are they all advocating in concert Bill Gates' agenda? Why is that, friends? Did you see just today, Governor Larry Hogan expands coronavirus snitch line? Listen carefully as to what he said. He said there's no constitutional right to go maskless. This is how far headlong into hell they mean to bring you, America. He has no constitutional authority to tell you to do anything outside of the laws that have been delegated unto him by we the people and the people in the state of Massachusetts, or Maryland, I'm sorry. But listen, if they get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers, right? That's what they're doing. Mayor Governor Larry Hogan declared Monday that Americans have no constitutional right to go maskless during the coronavirus pandemic. No, plandemic. Hey, folks, let me say to Larry, can you show the American people where it is that you have a constitutional right to mandate that which is unlawful? And of course you cannot. But see, this is how the media is playing hand in glove with corrupt politics, forcing the agenda on you. And I said forcing the agenda on the American people. They don't want to give the American people a platform, but I'll tell you what, soon enough, the American people are going to take the platform, regardless if corruption likes it or not, just like we're seeing in Europe. Again, I'm not calling for a revolution, but I am telling the American people that you better read your founding documents to understand that what they're doing is completely un-American. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government. And the mainstream media will try to put into your minds that anybody that goes back to our founding fathers and advocates lawfulness, they're haters. They're anti-Americans. They're terrorists. Well, they did this right after September 11th. So let me bring this into conclusion for you, friends. I want you to just think what Americans are tolerating today. Because what the veterans fought against concerning Adolf Hitler and his Third Reich, most cannot even recognize the history that's being repeated right here in their own country. I want to ask you something, friends. Did our veterans die in vain because they didn't tolerate what you're tolerating today? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.